This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Frankel. The Union Cabinet has approved the Unified Pension Scheme for government employees, which provides for an assured pension. Addressing the media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi last evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the first pillar of the scheme ensures 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. The second pillar guarantees that 60% of the pension is assured for the family after the employee's demise. There will be assured minimum pension at 10,000 rupees per month on superannuation after minimum 10 years of service. There is inflation index on assured pension, on assured family pension and assured minimum pension. There will be dearness relief based on All India Consumer Price Index for industrial workers as in case of service employees. There will be lump sum payment at superannuation in addition to gratuity. Mr. Vaishnav noted that about 23 lakh central government employees would benefit from the scheme. It will be effective from the 1st of April 2025. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced that the fight against Maoist is now reaching its final stage and asserted that it is time to launch a decisive and uncompromising campaign against left-wing extremism. Speaking to the media during his visit to Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shah assured that the country will be completely freed from the Naxal problem by March 2026. The Home Minister also announced that the Chhattisgarh government will soon introduce a new policy for the surrender of Maoists. Mr. Shah chaired a meeting of the Interstate Coordination Committee for Maoist-affected states in Raipur yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jalgaon in Maharashtra and Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. In the morning, Mr. Modi will visit Jalgaon to participate in the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan. He will give certificates and facilitate 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. He will also interact with Lakhpati Didis from across the country. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will reach Jodhpur in Rajasthan. He will be the chief guest at the concluding ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of the Rajasthan High Court. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR news website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the regional language version immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita BNSS will be enforced in the areas under the jurisdiction of Kolkata Police, including Shyam Pukur, Ulta Danga and Tala Police Stations. The gathering of more than five people will be prohibited from Sunday until 31st of August or until further notice. Health Secretary Narayan Swarup Nigam met with the joint platform of doctors West Bengal on Saturday evening, but no concrete conclusions were reached. Meanwhile, the CBI has filed an FIR in the financial irregularities case against Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, the former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira will arrive in New Delhi today on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting on Tuesday. The mortal remains of 25 victims who lost their lives in the Nepal bus accident on Friday were brought back to Jalgaon on Saturday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.